They're pretty good sized mother. You can find them at James's Red and White grocery store. They've got them there. Mr. Shankle raises them.
Is it really yellow?
Just as deep yellow as you can get, and just like taking a bite of sugar or honey. It's so sweet. They're delicious.
I tell you a story. My grandfather,
you might not want to know on that tape.
Go ahead.
About years ago, my brother, he's one of them that didn't take a dare. He's into everything, like most boys. But anyway, he's a pretty good sized boy. They was about five or six of them got together, and they went off on an old tie truck, no cab on it, no Ford. An old Ford tie truck with no cab. Well, they'd been off to a dance or a party somewhere, and they was coming back, and they pulled up in one of the people's houses that lived in the neighborhood, and he had a watermelon patch just before you got to his house, down the lane a little piece. So some of them said, let's get a watermelon. So they stopped the old truck, and they, two or three of them jumped over the fence and got a watermelon apiece. Well, that wasn't bad enough to steal a man's watermelon, so they got up to the man's house, and somebody told my brother, said, I dare you to bust one of them on his front porch. So my brother said, stop the truck. Said, I'll bust it. So when the man stopped the truck, well, my brother jumped off the truck and run, throwed the watermelon from the gate. It landed on the porch. Well, about the time it landed on the porch, well, this old Ford truck, that's usually the predicament they'll catch you in. That old Ford truck went dead. Just as my brother got back to it, while the old boy's trying to crank it, and he said, yeah, and that was it. So they had to leave the truck, and they broke and run. Of course, the man was up with his shotgun, and the next morning, when the old boy that the truck belonged to went back, why, he said, well, he said, now, he said, you can get the truck by paying me for the watermelon you busted on the steps and the watermelons you got on the truck. So he paid for the watermelons and got his truck. But
my little brother did that once and he got caught too. Now, any other different types of melons you raise? Little melons or violin?
I've never raised any of them. They got what's called icebox melons, very small melon, icebox melon. And now we've got some people that grows the melons. In fact, I had some of them last year here in the garden. I planted a few hills, and right. It's nothing for those watermelons. I don't know the name of them, but they're long, large gray melon, and it's not anything uncommon for them to reach 80 or 90 pounds if they're cared for. You may even see some of them before you leave town. I haven't saw any so far this year, but they're usually later than all the other melons. They'll come out, be $3, $3.50, $4, $5 a piece, but they're huge melons. People will buy them to carry them all the way across the states, just for show.
Now, little melons with a white meat or a yellow meat, you call them a what?
Pine melon or icebox melon.
Icebox, you ever get cantaloupe?
Oh, cantaloupe, yeah. I thought you meant we're still on watermelon. Yeah, you have cantaloupe. Mushmelon.
Mushmelon, okay. Now, a little thing that might spring up in the woods after a rain with an umbrella shape.
Mushroom.
Mushroom. And then you got the kind of those that you can't eat. You call them what? You can eat mushrooms, but you can't eat a... how's that?
Toad stew.
Toad stew, okay. Now, you might say, this soup's so hot, I couldn't... What?
Soup.
It's a hot
soup. I can't eat it. Or can't swallow it.
Okay. What do people smoke? Some smoke pipes, others smoke
cigarettes, some cigars.
Okay. Now, somebody offers to do you a favor, you might say, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be